here with Kennesaw State women's golf coach, Rio Brismead. Overall thoughts on winning the Atlantic Sun Championship, just your overall impressions of that tournament.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously still really excited about that win. It was a really important tournament for us, obviously an automatic berth into postseason, and we'd worked really hard all year to get to that point. And then obviously to win so convincingly with 30 shots, you know, we pretty dominated the event, pretty dominant performance, you know, finishing 1, 2, 3, and then the other two in the top 15. So as a coach, couldn't have asked for anything more from the team, so very happy.
Was that expected to have such a dominant victory like that?
Yeah, a lot of people have asked that, and no, it wasn't. Yeah, North Florida had put up some really good scores this spring. You know, they were averaging about 298. But, you know, we were paired with them the first round, and we went out and shot one under and took a 16-stroke lead. So, you know, we knew that there was going to be some competition out there. We were the highest-ranked team, but, you know, 3 days in a golf tournament, you know, anything can happen. And our goal heading into that was to not focus on anybody else but ourselves and the golf course. So I think the team did a really good job of just staying in the moment and getting it done.
It is your second Blue Championship, ASUN Championship here. Discuss how this one is maybe unique compared to the first one, or how's this team a little bit different than some other teams you've had?
When we won in 2012, we were really young. Yeah, Innes and Gao, who are now seniors, were freshmen at that time. So we played 3 freshmen and 2 juniors when we won in 2012. And that definitely, we were not favorites to win that event. And again, we put together 3 really good days of golf. You know, the last 2 years, you know, we've had some injury issues and had a couple of players that weren't able to compete the way they should have. But then, you know, we put Henrietta coming in as a freshman. I knew that she was going to be really strong. And then Innes and Gao now being seniors, it was really important for them to go out with this win. So this one is satisfying because they earned it and they deserved it. They got a little taste of what it felt like as freshmen and a couple of year hiatus. And to come back and do it again was really special. So this one, this was really team oriented. And I'm just really proud of what the 5 of them were able to do.
Now, so you mentioned some of your top performers this year overall?
I mean, Innes has had a really steady year. She leads the team in stroke average. She's been really consistent for us. Dulcie Sverdlov, who's a sophomore, she just works so hard day in and day out. And she took, I think, nearly 2 strokes off her stroke average from last year. She was freshman of the year last year and then has worked really hard to continue to improve. And she won the ASUN tournament as an individual. Laura finished 3rd. Again, she's taking a couple of strokes off her stroke average from as a freshman. And the great thing about this team was week in and week out, someone else stepped up. It wasn't always one person leading the way. So I never knew who was going to be playing 1 for us, or who was going to count. And individually, each of them have put together some really impressive rounds. So I'm pretty fortunate to have some depth on the team that we haven't had before.
You have a unique roster. It's a very international roster. Discuss to the listeners just the process. When we look at American college athletics, usually see a lot of people from the United States and North America.
Yeah.
But your roster is all over the globe, literally. Just discuss the process of how you recruit some of the players that are here and retain them, and how you get them acclimated to coming to Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah, Kennesaw State's a really special university in that we attract a lot of international talent. We're very close to Atlanta, obviously, so the airport and the ability to fly home easily is great. You know, they can fly from here to Paris or to London, Denmark, one-way non-stop flight. So that's obviously something I play up really highly in the recruiting process. Our climate and our facilities here on campus are really strong. You know, when I recruit, I really am looking at the best, whether it's the best in the state, the best in the nation, best in the country. And what I've been able to do to really get this program to the next level is target a lot of internationals. There is a lot of good talent in America, I'm not taking away from that, but there's also a lot of great golf programs in the Southeast. And what I've found over the past few years when I recruited some high-level American players, they chose SEC a lot of the time. You know, University of Georgia, Florida, South Carolina. We can compete with them on the golf course, but you know, obviously we're a young program, so we don't have the history and at the time didn't really have the success to attract those players. But what I was able to attract was some of the best players in Europe and Thailand. And it's a different sort of outlook on recruiting. They're more geared towards, as I said, the climate and the facilities. And obviously here at Kennesaw State, we have some of the best in the Southeast. When they get here on campus, they can see that. So that's really what my recruiting target has been in the past. And, you know, it's been very successful for us so far.
Does it involve just a lot more travel, a lot more legwork from compliance and other people?
Yeah, a lot of traveling, and not that I complain about that at all. You know, I'll take a couple of trips over to Europe this summer and continue to do the European Team Championships and a couple of other European events. And by no means do I complain about that, but it's being away from home a lot, and it's putting in a lot of extra time. You know, we have to deal with academics. I'm very involved in my players' academic lives just to make sure that they're retaining eligibility and making the grades that are my standards, which are very high. So they know that coming in, what the expectation will be. And they do a lot of work in the classroom to meet those standards as well.
And lastly, how are you going to prepare for the regionals? How's the next few days look like for the team?
Yeah, I mean, we're in finals right now. So it's a balance between academics and athletics right now. I know the course. We've been out there before, played a tournament in the fall of 2012, so myself and my assistant know the course. It'll play about 6,400, so a little longer than the regular season tournaments. I know the style of the course, so we've been putting a lot of work into longer irons. We know the greens will be fast bent, so working on that right now at the area golf courses and just really keeping them in a good frame of mind right now. They're excited, but they also have to finish off school. So they'll finish off tomorrow, and then this weekend we'll get after it pretty hard and get ready.
And you only get one practice round?
One practice round, yeah. We'll practice Tuesday at a different golf course, and then Wednesday we'll have the practice round, and then after the practice round we'll be able to putt some more and just get used to the speed of the greens.
What would you consider a successful tournament and a good run for the Owls?
Yeah, it's a good question because these five are capable of competing with the best. You know, Texas A&M's in our regional. They won the SECs. We tied with A&M at Florida State's tournament. So we can go toe-to-toe with these teams. It might sound silly to some people, but we're expecting to be in the top six on Saturday.
And that qualifies you for the national nationals.
Yeah. You know, but again, I can't control what the other 18 teams are doing there. So we're going to go out there and take it shot by shot and day by day and do our very best. And if that lands us in the top six, so be it. If that makes us 10th and we've done all we can, then we'll be happy with that. So I fully believe these five at their best are capable of competing with anybody. And we showed that this spring. So we shall see. But no, we're excited. I honestly believe that this golf course will set up well for us and we'll get some good results.